感谢主的带领，我们继续来学习撒迦利亚书。
By the guidance of God, we shall continue studying the book of Zechariah.
我们翻开第四章。
Let us turn to chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章是第五个异象。
Here we have the fifth vision.
它是金灯台跟这个橄榄树的这个异象。
The vision of the lampstand and olive trees.
看第二节。
Let us see verse 2.
他问我说你看见了什么，我说我看见一个纯金的灯台，顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子。
And he said to me, what do you see? So I said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps.
第三节。
Three.
旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。
Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left.
再看十一节。
Jump to 11.
我又问天使说，这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思？
11. Then I answered and said to him, what are these two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at its left?
十二节。
12.
我二次问他说，这两根橄榄枝在两个流出金色油的金嘴旁边是什么意思？
And I further answered and said to him, what are these two olive branches that drip into the receptacles of the two gold pipes from which the golden oil drains?
14节。
14.
他说这是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边。
So he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth.
这个灯台是为了要发光的。
The lampstand is meant to shine the light.
在会幕或是圣殿里头它是最主要的光源。
In the tabernacle or within the temple, they are in both cases the main source of light.
这是最主要的照明设施。
They are the main source of illumination.
那么它是用一块纯金打造起来的。
And it is made with a single piece of solid gold.
这个金就是被炼净的，是洁净的。
This gold has been refined and purified.
这是代表以色列百姓。
And it represents the people of Israel.
因为以色列百姓是神的见证人。
For the people of Israel are the witnesses of God.
他们要对这个世界来见证神。
They will bear testimony to the world of God.
他们一块金金把它打造出来。
It is a piece of gold made into a lampstand.
这个金子已经被炼净了。
This gold has already been purified.
又经过千锤百炼把它打造。
And by constant beating and molding and crafting, it has become what it has become.
所以这是一直受过磨练的。
This is constant training and constant polishing.
它是一块金金打造出来。
It is made of a single piece of solid gold.
但是这是一体的。
It is a one body.
在神的选民一体的。
God's people are meant to be one body.
所以金灯台是一个。
Therefore, there is only a one lampstand.
教会是一个。得救教会是一个。
There is only one church of salvation.
那这个灯台上呢，有七盏灯。
And here, the lampstand has seven lamps on it.
其实它那个是七个碗有七个碗。那这碗里面可以装这个油。
In reality, it is seven bowls, and inside the bowls there can be oil.
那每一盏它就是一个灯，可以发光。
And each single of these lamps is a light source that can shine forth the light.
那这些呢，就是从左右两边的橄榄树呢，不断的，而且是直接的供应那个橄榄油。
It is the olive trees on the right hand side and the left hand side that constantly provide the source of the energy or illumination, which is the olive oil.
那在第十二节有特别在提到。
In verse 12, there is yet another special mention of it.
两根橄榄枝。
Two olive branches.
在两个流出金色油的金嘴旁边。
That drip in the receptacles of the two gold pipes, which the golden oil drains.
这个意思看起来好像是这两棵橄榄树它是有两只橄榄枝子呢连在这个金灯台上面。
It appears that the olive trees have two branches that are joined to the lamps.
因为它可以流出金色的油把它接住。
And they drip this golden oil and connect to it in this fashion.
那这两棵橄榄树就是两个受膏者。
The two olive oils are the two anointed ones.
啊，是指着当时候在带领他们重建圣殿的省长所罗巴伯跟大祭司约书亚。
And they refer to the two leaders in the reconstruction of the temple, which are the governor Zerubbabel and the high priest Joshua.
但是十四节说，这两棵橄榄树是站在普天下主的旁边。
However, verse 14 says that they too stand beside the Lord of the whole earth.
就是站在神的旁边。
That is to say, they stand beside God.
啊，那普天下主啊，就是说掌管全地的这位主，这位神。
The Lord of the whole earth means that this Lord oversees and has power over the entire world.
所以这个橄榄油啊，并不是由这个两个受膏者来供应的。
But the olive oil is not provided by the two anointed ones.
啊，是他们站在普天下主的旁边。
For they stand next to the Lord of the whole earth.
神来帮助他们。
And God comes to their aid.
然后这个有透过这个橄榄树枝呢，就通到啊这个灯盏上面。
And through the presence of the olive trees, this golden oil is drained to the lamps.
我们就是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
啊，这个点灯啊，不没有不是放在斗底下。
Nobody puts a light under a bushel.
要照亮这个世界。
In order to illuminate the world.
所以这个金灯台啊，就是预表着啊，我们真教会。
We as a church are this lampstand which will illuminate the world.
它被火炼，被铅锤打啊打造。
It is molded and crafted from a single block of solid gold.
这个油就是象征的圣灵。
And this oil is a prefiguration of the Holy Spirit.
那这个油是直接从神那里来支取的，来领取的。
The oil is directly received and obtained from God.
啊，但是但透过啊教会的圣职人员来带领我们，帮助我们。
It is through the guidance of our church leadership that helps us and aids us.
啊，这是它属灵的意义。
This is the spiritual meaning.
那按照当时候这个意象对所罗巴伯的造就，就是鼓励他。啊，要靠着神的灵来重建圣殿。
In the time of Zechariah, the purpose of this vision was to give encouragement to Zerubbabel in his work of rebuilding the temple.
我们真教会就是圣灵所建设的。
Our church was established by the Holy Spirit Himself.
我们只是神的器皿。
We are only His vessels.
啊，世上的这些工具呢，都可以成为神的器皿。
Everything in this world, every tool can become a tool of God.
啊，但是那个力量是从神来的。
But the strength comes only from God.
啊，所有的东西都可以让神来使用。
Everything can be put to good use in God's hand.
但是在建造圣殿的这件事情上面，如果没有神的灵，就无法来推动。
But in the matter of rebuilding God's temple, without God's Spirit, it cannot be.
啊，属灵的教会要由神的灵来建立。
God's spiritual church needs the presence of His Spirit in order for it to be erected.
要有神的灵在当中。
It needs the abundance of God's Spirit in its midst.
那这个殿呢，是借着神灵来重建的。
This temple was built through the hands of men.
所以神就住在当中。
Therefore, God dwelt within it.
神亲自成为耶路撒冷四围的火城。
He became like a wall of fire around Jerusalem.
他要保护。啊，这个耶路撒冷城。
In order to protect the city of Jerusalem,
虽然没有城墙，但是神就是他们的城墙。
Although there was no wall, God became their wall.
啊，而且神在当中要作为他们的荣耀。
And God in their midst would be their glory.
所以借着神的灵建立的圣殿呢，才有神的灵同在，才有荣耀。
Therefore, only the temple built by the Spirit of God can have God's glory and God's abundance.
如果是借着世上来打造的，那只是一个信仰基督的团体，不成为神的教会。
If something is molded or crafted by the world, it is only a group of people together. It is not God's own people.
啊，所以我们要不断的借着圣灵的帮助来建立教会。
Therefore, let us continue edifying our church through the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们再翻过来看第八章。
Let us now continue to read Zechariah chapter 8.
啊，第八章。
Chapter 8.
啊，第一节开始啊。
Let us start from verse 1.
这一段话是神说他再一次的哈，神再一次的说到他要回到耶路撒冷。
Once again, God says that He would return to Jerusalem.
这个信息在前面已经讲过。
And this message was delivered previously.
但是这里讲得更清楚。
But now it is made even clearer.
万军之主的话临到我说。
Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying,
万军之主如此说，我为锡安心里极其火热，我为他火热，向他的仇敌发烈怒。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal, with great fervor I am zealous for her.
神心里火热呢，它有它的两面性。
God's zeal actually has two aspects.
他为锡安心里火热，但是他也对那些仇敌这个发火热的怒气。
He is zealous of Zion, but at the same time, he is zealous to quench and destroy its enemies.
第三节。
Three.
主如此说，我现在回到锡安，要住在耶路撒冷中。耶路撒冷必成为诚实的城，万军之主的山必成为圣山。
Three. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth.The mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain.
以西结先知他所看到的异象。
The vision that Ezekiel once saw.
神的灵从东门耶路撒冷城的东门在进入圣殿里面。
Consisted of the Spirit of God entering Jerusalem through the eastern gate of the city.
这个是象征着神要重新接纳以色列百姓。
And this represents or prefigures God's accepting once again of his people, the Israelites.
要与他们一起住。
His dwelling with them.
就是跟他们同在。
That is to say, his abundance with them.
那这个城要成为诚实的城了。
This city shall be called the city of truth.
这些那些虚谎污秽通通已经除净了。
Once the liars and the deceivers have all been eradicated.
得到神的帮助，把这些都除净了。
And by God's help, these things can be purged away.
那这个山已经被分别为圣，所以称为圣山。
This mountain has been consecrated, and therefore it is called the holy mountain.
所以一个得救的教会也是一样，要有神住在当中。
The same thing applies to a church of salvation. It has to have God's abidance in it.
就是神借着他的灵住在我们中间。
This is how God dwells within us through His Spirit.
第四节。
Verse 4.
万军之主如此说，将来必有年老的男女坐在耶路撒冷街上，因为年纪老迈，就手拿拐杖。
4. Thus says the Lord of hosts, all men and all women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand because of great age.
第五节。
5.
城中街上必满有男孩女孩玩耍。
The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets.
其实这个就是在回应在前面所说的这个耶路撒冷要充满了很多的人。
And this actually echoes what I mentioned before. Jerusalem will be filled with inhabitants.
但是现在特别提到老人跟小孩。
But now the description we are given is all men and women and boys and girls.
我们可以想而知
So this is why we can, the way we can think about it.
他们被掳到外邦去。
They were exiled into a foreign land.
那么远的地方。
In such a far off place.
那当他们要回来重建圣殿。
And now when they came back to rebuild the temple.
老人家大概很难成型。
For the old people, this was something to reconcile in their minds.
所以大概年长者很少回来的。
So,Because the journey was difficult to them, few of them returned.
第一个，他们要走那么远的路，还要背很多东西。那回到耶路撒冷城，他们还要做工，所以一般年纪大的大概很少回来。
There were quite a few difficulties for the elderly to return. First, they had to walk, make the journey. They had to carry their possessions. And thirdly, once in the city, they needed to put their hands to help to rebuild the temple.
那小孩子也是一样。
And the same thing applies to children.
可是现在他们回来以后神要住在他们中间年长者会很多，表示说他们长寿，健康长寿。
And now when they return, the Lord shall inhabit among them. There will be many elderly. That is to say, they will enjoy long and healthy lives.
那既然当时候回来的时候小孩子很少，可是现在男孩女孩在街上一起玩耍那是一个很祥和的一幕。
But the same token, few children returned from the exile to Jerusalem. But now it will be full of boys and girls playing the streets, and this is quite a beautiful scene.
在诗篇的128篇里面就提到蒙福的人。
In Psalm 128, there is a phrase, "Blessed people."
他们的儿女围绕他们的桌子。
Their children surround their table.
好像橄榄摘子。
Like olive tree branches.
小孩子就是未来的青年。
Children are the future youth.
青年，今日的青年就是明日的教会。
And the youth of today are the church of tomorrow.
所以呢，现在有很多的女孩小啊，这个男孩小孩子很多，代表这是非常有盼望、希望的，将来一定会兴盛的。
So now the great number of boys and girls represents a great hope for the future, a great vision to a future prosperity.
啊，一个家庭里面哈。有老人有小孩子那是非常热闹的
When in a family there are elderly people and there are kids it is a quite bustling and busy scene
充满的欢笑的声音
filled with the sound of laughter
现在耶路撒冷城要从废墟变成一个大有人居住而且呢有长寿健康的老人有活泼可爱充满希望的小孩子
And now Jerusalem shall rise up from the rubble and become a greatprosperous, magnificent city filled with all men and women and with the hope and the laughter of boys and girls.
第六节
Verse 6.
万军之主 如此说到那日这事在剩余的民中看为稀奇在我眼中也看为稀奇吗这是万军之主说的
Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of these people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Lord of hosts?
像这些预言前面开始讲的到这个第六节所说的 这些是到第五节所说的这个从一般人的眼光看起来这个太稀奇了可能会有这样的事吗
In these visions including and up to verse 5 which we read this is just too wonderful it sounds too ideal can such thing come to pass
但是从神的眼光看起来这是很理所当然的
But from God's perspective this is to be expected
因为神的爱神的全能
Because God's love and God's mighty power.
这对神来讲并无难成的事。
To God, there is nothing that is impossible.
在人有所不能，但是在神无所不能。
In man, there is limitation, impossibility. In God, there is no limitation for everything He can work.
人看为稀奇，但是这是神要做的，他的计划里面的。
Men might think of it as rare, but this is what God planned, what God designed.
神的智慧跟他的全能。一定保证可以来成就。
His wisdom and omnipotence guarantee that this can be fulfilled.
第七节。
Verse 7.
万军之主如此说，我要从东方，从西方救回我的民。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west.
要从各方面把属于神的百姓呢都把他救回来。
From all about, the people of God shall be redeemed back.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我要领他们来，使他们住在耶路撒冷中。他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，都凭诚实和公义。
I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness.
现在神主动要把这些百姓带回来。
God proactively is bringing His people back.
让他们都住在耶路撒冷。
Allowing them to dwell in Jerusalem.
然后要重新恢复神跟这些百姓的关系。
And He is restoring the relationship between Him and His people.
这些百姓要作为神国的子民。
These people.Would become the people of the kingdom of God.
神要做他们的神。
And God shall be their God.
这个都是凭着神的诚实和公义。
All by God's truth and righteousness.
神的应许呢是信实的，不落空。
God's promises are faithful and will not, and will certainly come to pass.
这位神信守他的诺言。
This God keeps His promises.
成就他的应许。
And He fulfills His promises.
这都是出于神的诚实和公义。
All because He is truth and true and righteous.
那现在我们来看，当时候他们从波斯地回来了，大概有五万个人。
Now let us consider that about 50,000 people returned from the land of Persia.
那其实，在所罗门王时代他们建造圣殿这个人工加起来都有一二十万。
In the times of Solomon, those who built the temple might have been 100,000, 120,000.
所以当然，他们现在要建造圣殿是格外的困难。
Of course, now by the comparison of the workers, the work to do is much.
那么回来的人并不算多。
And those who returned were not that many altogether.
他们看到这个殿的地基呢，好像也看如无有，好像这么小。
They saw the foundation being laid, but to them, that was nothing. It was too small of a work.
所以这里所说的这个预言呢，应该是持续在进行的。
So this prophecy, we can say, is progressive in nature.
因为这个帝国的这个势力有嚣张的过程。
because of the passing of the power between the different empires.
神会带着很多的他的属于他的百姓再回来。
God will lead many more of his people back to Jerusalem.
亚述帝国被巴比伦灭掉。
Assyria was destroyed by Babylon.
巴比伦被波斯灭掉。
And Babylon was destroyed by Persia.
波斯被后来的希腊灭掉。
Persia was later destroyed by Greece or the Hellenists.
所以以色列百姓他们很多的机会可以重新回来。
So there were many opportunities for the Israelites to return to the homeland.
所以在历史上他们有很多次的回来。
Through many opportunities throughout history, there were many waves of Israelites coming back to Jerusalem.
到了1948年
In year 1948,
二次世界大战结束以后
at the conclusion of the Second World War,
这个以色列也复国了。
Israel was restored as a nation, as a country.
那个时候不是只有从北方回来。
And not only did people return from the north,
从东方、从西方回去的很多。
But also many from the east and many from the west.
那个时候也有很多啊，从美国回去的犹太人。
At that time, there were many Jews inhabiting the United States who returned to Israel.
但是这个都是在地面上的应验。
But this fulfillment is only in the world, terrestrial.
它有多次应验。
We mentioned the multiple occurrence of the prophecies.
但是它是在地面上的。
But this one that we talked about belongs to this world.
我们知道说先知的预言，它真正最终的目的呢，是要应验在属灵的层次。
We know that the ultimate goal, the prophecies that the prophet announced, is for them to be fulfilled on a spiritual realm.
就是说这个得救的犹太人，他们要进入真教会。
Which means that the Jews that are meant to be saved will enter into the true church.
那么另外呢，从列国中，神要带领这些得救的人来回归神的教会。
And from among the nations, God will bring His chosen ones to return to His true church.
这一类的预言，我们都可以从地面跟属灵层次来看。
We can view these prophecies from a terrestrial or celestial point of view.
那这个地面上的应验是要告诉我们。
When this prophecy comes to pass on earth, this is the message that is told to us.
以色列人的历史呢？那我们看了以后
，After we read the history of the Israelites,
神真的是信实的。
Then we see that God is truly faithful.
神真的是慈爱的。
That He is truly loving.
他能够把这些人赶散到列邦中，又把他们带回来。
He is able to scatter these people among the land and then to bring them back.
所以现在1948年这个以色列复国。就是在应验圣经所说的。
So when the country of Israel is restored in 1948, this is a fulfillment of the prophecy of the Bible.
当然，在1948年以前到现在撒迦利亚先知的时代，这么长的时间。
Of course, the time between Zechariah and all the way to the 20th century, 1948.
以色列他们曾经多次的有大批的人从列邦中回到他们的国家。
There were many times in which As a massive exodus, the Jews returned to their country.
那这些都在印证神的预言一定是成全应验的。
This is one thing, which is that the prophecy and the promise of God will certainly be fulfilled.
所以现在这个慢慢茁壮的这个以色列国就是一个很清楚的指标，让我们看得到。
So this gradually strengthening country of Israel that we see today is a clear sign of this.
神的话不会落空。
And God's word will be fulfilled no matter what.
每天我们在看以色列国。
If we look at Israel,
回到圣经来看这个预言
and then we compare to what we are reading here in the prophecy,
神的话真的是应验了
God's word truly was fulfilled.
那今天我们相信主的人，我们就更加有信心
And today, we who believe in Christ, we can see how our faith can be strengthened.
但是也知道我们的责任很重
But yet, we know that we have a great responsibility.
我们要向更远的地方来传福音
We need to preach to places more afar.
第九节
Verse 9
万军之主如此说：当建造万军之主的殿，立根基之日的先知所说的话，现在你们听见，应当手里强壮。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, you who have been hearing in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, who spoke in the day of the foundation was laid for the house of the Lord of hosts, that the temple might be built.
所以从九节到十七节这一段呢是。一直就是神亲自在勉励这些百姓要着手重建圣殿。
From verses 9 to 17, when we read it's God's own voice encouraging his people to set to the work of rebuilding the temple.
前面是用八个意象来告诉他们。
Before this message was delivered through 8 visions.
都是主要透过先知来宣告。
And mainly through the mouth of the prophet.
那现在神就清楚地来说明了。
But now God clarifies this himself.
他亲自来鼓励了。
He is the one speaking encouraging words.
是在八个意象之后。
This occurs after the eight visions.
所以这番话也可以成为啊，在解读八个意象的一些说明。
This is why this passage can be used as a way to interpret or explain the previous eight visions.
也是让那些他们已经啊着手在重建圣殿的这些百姓呢，再一次的坚定他们的心智跟坚定他们的手。
It is also a different manner of sustaining and encouraging the hands and the spirits of the Israelites who were already rebuilding the temple.
那现在神就提一件事情来说。
And God makes mention of one thing.
说你们现在想想看哈。
Now think about this.
啊，你们在重建圣殿立根基的时候。
Think about when you lay the foundation of the temple.
神借着哈该先知所说的一些话。
Think about the words that God said to Prophet Haggai.
现在你们回想一下。
Now remember these words.
要回想的是什么呢？
And what is there be to be remembered?
在哈该书的一章二章都有提到。
In Haggai chapter 1 and 2, there is something mentioned.
先知在提醒他们。
The prophet reminded them of one thing.
你们要反省自己。
Think and reflect.
你们种的多，收的少。
You plant abundantly, but reap scarcely.
吃却吃不饱。
You eat yet are not filled.
穿却穿不暖。
You are clothed yet are not warm.
你们赚的钱放在一个袋子，结果那是个破落的囊子。
When you put your hard-earned money into a bag, into a pocket, it becomes a broken skin.
为什么
？Why？
先知提醒他们要思想。
The prophet encouraged them to think.
所以现在神在提起这件事情。
So now God brings up this topic.
第十节。
Verse ten.
那日以先，人得不到顾价，牲畜也是如此。且因敌人的缘故，出入之人不得平安，乃因我使众人互相攻击。
For before these days there were no wages for man, nor any hire for beast. There was no peace from the enemy for whoever went out or came in. For I set all men, everyone against his neighbor.
好，所以这里又补充说明了哈该书里面所写的。
So here is an addition to what it is already mentioned in the book of Haggai.
他们不单只是说在经济上呢显得力量很小了。
Not only the financial strength was diminishing.
付出很多，得到的比较少。
There was much output, not much input.
而且生活是不安定的。
And their lives were not established and settled.
常常有大大小小的争斗或是这个征战。
And they would have small battles, fights, small quarrels.
那神说，这是我所做的，因我使众人来互相攻击。
And God says, for this is what I have done. I have set all men, everyone against their neighbor.
包括他们种的说多，收的少，这个也是神的力量介入当中。
Included when they sowed the land and reaped a little, this was God's own act as well.
就是借着他们的环境来提醒他们。
That is to say, God wanted to remind them of the fact through their environment.
叫他们要去思想。
Causing them to think.
来，我们看。但如今怎么样呢？
But let us see what happens nowadays.
神要对待这余剩的民。
God will now deal with the remnant.
不一样了。
In a different manner.
十二节。
Verse 12.
因为他们必平安撒种，葡萄树必结果子，地土必有出产，天也必降甘露。我要使这剩余的民享受这一切的福。
For the sea shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these.
因为他们现在已经着手重建神的殿了。
Because now they set their hands to rebuild God's temple.
所以现在神给他一个保障。
So God gives them a guarantee.
再看十三节。
Verse 13.
犹大家和以色列家，你们从前在列国中怎样成为可咒诅的，照样我要拯救你们，使人称你们为有福的。你们不要惧怕，手要强壮。
And it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be strong.
神已经讲了两次说要强壮。
Twice God encourages them to be strong.
现在说不要惧怕。
And now he adds, do not fear.
在第十五节底下呢，也有讲一句话说，你们不要惧怕。
In verse 15, at the end, also there's the phrase, do not fear.
所以现在显然是针对他们建造圣殿呢，在给他们信心。
So quite evidently, God wants to instill faith in them as they rebuild the temple.
那之前，因为他们任凭神的殿荒凉，神就让他们收入少，用这样来提醒。
In the past, because they allowed God's temple to be desolate, he decreased their earnings as a way of reminding them.
所以有可能他们现在出现一个经济的问题。
It is possible that they were in financial difficulty.
啊，因为种的很多，那结果收的少啊。
Because they sowed much and harvest little.
啊，赚了一点点钱呢，放到袋子，结果是破掉的。
Then we put the money in the bag. The bag was broken, so they lost what they put in it.
而且呢，不能平安呐。
And furthermore, they had no peace.
生活贫穷又常常不安定。
They were on one hand suffering poverty, on the other hand, they did not enjoy any peace.
但是神说现在不是这样了。
But God says not so now.
我要来解决你们的问题了。
I shall resolve your problems.
让你们可以重新得福了。
So that you can once again be blessed.
这就是圣经跟我们讲的话。
This is all the words that the Bible says to us.
信心就是常常在这个现实与道理当中在较量。
Faith is the bridge that bridges the gap between reality and the word of God.
这个现实生活是一个非常残酷的考验。
The reality that we face is a very cruel challenge.
啊，但是自古以来到现在
，But from ancient times till present day,
凡是遵行神话语去做的人
，They who do according to the word of God,
在他走的路上呢，总是会滴落很多的脂油，神的福气会在这当中。
There is always oil dripping in their path from God to help them.
如果我们确定我们是走在神的路上
If we are sure that we are walking in his ways,
啊，神所看顾的那个以色列地
The land of Israel which God watches
是有山谷有河流的
Has valleys, has hills and streams
是雨水滋润的
It is nourished and watered by the rain
是物产丰富的
It is abundant in its crops
啊，而且神的眼目呢，从年头到年尾呢，神都一直在看顾
God's eyes is ever watchful from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
这就是我们住在神里面。
And this is how we dwell within God.
神从来不亏待义人。
God will never shortchange the righteous.
义人的后代也不会沦落为乞丐。
And the descendants of the righteous will not be beggars.
但是反而我们常常看到。
But what we see oftentimes is the opposite.
没有走在神的路上。
We do not walk in God's path.
离开神的看顾。
We depart from God's care and protection.
走自己的路。
And we went our own ways.
他在世界呢，可以说遍体鳞伤。
We can say that by doing this, we bring much harm and injury to ourselves in the world.
然后呢，就一贫如洗。
And this is how our life comes to their end.
伤痕累累。
We are afflicted and wounded.
直到他回到神面前。
Until we return to God.
圣经跟我们讲的属灵原则。
The principle that the Bible instructs.
我们爱神多少
？Is that The measure in which we love God
他也会赏赐给我们多少
shall be the measure in which He will grant to us or bless us.
不是每一个人努力工作就一定会赚到钱
If one works, that doesn't mean that they would be able to make a living or earn money.
你自己要有本领
But rather, we need to have our own potential ability.
你自己要本钱
You need to have your own principle and your investment.
而且你自己本身要去做
And you have to setYour hand to your work.
有了这些条件，但不一定成功。
And even with these prerequisites, success is not guaranteed.
还有机会。
There has to be an opportunity.
这个机会是在神的手中。
Opportunity is in the hand of God.
只要坚持走神的路。
As long as we persevere in His paths.
神会报答的。
Then He will reward us.
我们有一个弟兄啊。
There is a certain brother.
他还没有当传道以前。
Who before.He became a pastor.
他到一家公司去应征。
Went on in an interview at a certain company.
那个待遇很高。
And the pay was very high.
那进去的时候这个在 interview 的时候。
So during the interview, as he was being interviewed.
那这个 CEO 就问他说：“那你有什么要求
？”The CEO asked, "What are your requirements?"
你有要求你要薪水多少吗
？What are your salary requirements specifically?
他说：“我没有要求。
”He said, "I have no specific requirements."
你们看我工作的。该得多少你给我就好。
I see how I work, see how much I'm worth, and pay me whatever you think I am worth.
你除了这个以外呢
？Apart from this,
我只有一个要求。
What else? And he replied, I have only one request.
我休假日要放在星期六。
I need to be off on Saturdays.
这个 CEO 就说，不可能啦。
And the CEO said, No way.
你还没有被录取，你就要求说。休假要休星期六。
And you haven't even been hired, and now you're requesting which day you want off.
我们这个工厂里面多少人呢
？Think about how many people we have in this factory.
只有你一个人这样。
And you are the odd man out.
不可能。
No way.
好了，我听听看你为什么一定要休星期六。
Okay, but besides this, just let me hear first of all why you want Saturday off.
我们这个弟兄就说
，And the brother said,
啊，我是一个基督徒。
I am a Christian.
我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
I'm a member of the True Jesus Church.
我们守安息日。
We keep the Sabbath.
既然可以选择，我就要选择我休安息日，我要到教会聚会。
Yeah, I have a choice. I will choose Saturday off so that I can go to church.
哎，这个 CEO 就想。哦，这个人对他的信仰这么忠实啊！
So the CEO thought, well, this person really pays a lot of attention to his faith, his religion.
对信仰忠实的人，对公司一定忠实。
If he is faithful to his God, to his faith, then he will surely be faithful to the company.
那我们这位弟兄又说
，And the brother then added,
我每个星期天我来加班。
I can do overtime on Sundays.
那这个 CEO 说啊，这现在年轻人都要休星期天了，星期天睡得很晚啊，到外面去玩啊，去开 party 啊，去什么做什么事情？那你都没有休假了，说没有关系啊，我安息日就最喜乐了，我星期天来跟你加班啊，我做的不会比他们少。
And the CEO said, "Hey, but don't people your age go party and sleep late and wake up very late on Sundays and do their own stuff on Sundays? How come you are different? What would happen?" Our brother said, "It doesn't matter. I can work overtime because I had Saturday off."
这个 CEO 就说，我可以考虑。
The CEO said, "Let me think about it."
但是有一个问题。
But there is a problem.
大家会看。
Everyone will see what you're doing.
只有你休星期六。
And you are the only one who is off on Saturdays.
其他的人哦，一定会对你另眼看待，会给你压力。
Other people will see you in a different light, maybe give you pressure.
哦，试用三个月。
We'll have a three-month probation period.
如果不适用，要请你走路。
If it doesn't work out, then you'll know what will happen.
哎，我们弟兄说，啊，我会尽我的力量来做。
Our brother said, "I will do everything in my power to make it work."
那就开始上班了。
And he started to go to work.
那一开始的时候啊
，In the beginning,
他的那个同事啊
，His colleagues
看他很不顺眼呢、啊。
Didn't see him in a positive light.
全公司就只有你一个人，星期日可以不用做工。
How is that you are the only one who is exempt from work on Saturdays?
因为星期天来做工，他们都没有看到啊。
Because they did not see the brother on Sunday because no one was there.
但是我们这个弟兄
，But our brother
啊，不到一个月的时间
，Even less than a month into his work,
让那些对他有意见的人呢、啊，都嘴巴都闭起来了，不敢说话。
Was able to zip the mouth of everyone who had any complaint or doubt about him.
为什么？
Why?
因为别人不做的，他拿来做。
Because he took up the work that other people didn't want to do.
他做的比别人多。
And he did more than others.
所以其他的人就没话说了。
The other people had nothing to say.
啊，没有人可以来跟 CEO 抗议。
No one would come to the CEO to complain.
啊，所以呢，他在公司里面呢、啊，就得到很大的赏识。
Therefore, he received a great reward in his workplace.
这公司就重用他。
The company utilized him to his full potential.
啊，后来他现身当传道。
Later on, he offered himself as a full-time minister.
这个 CEO 哈、啊，后来到了国外去了。
The CEO once traveled abroad.
啊，有一次呢，他接触到我们教会。
And once he made contact with our church.
哎，就有人跟他讲说啊，我们是真耶稣教会啊，请你来慕道啊。
And someone told him, "We are from the True Jesus Church. You are more than welcome to come to our evangelical service."
他说想起来，真耶稣教会。
And he thought.Hey, True Jesus Church.
哎，我以前有一个员工，我是真耶稣教会的。
I once had an employee who was from the True Jesus Church.
而且就是他要求星期日要放假那个。
He was the one who, no matter what, had to have Saturday off.
哇，他后来去当了传道了。
And then he became a preacher.
他是对我们教会有一个很好的印象。
So the CEO had a very good impression of our church already.
然后他就到教会去慕道。
And then he went to, he came to our church to truth seek.
然后他就求到了圣灵了。
And he prayed. He received the Holy Spirit.
他打电话回去跟他太太讲。
Call back home to tell his wife.
啊，因为他想说，我太太不信耶稣，如果我跟他讲说我现在去教会，他会不会骂我？
He was worried whether by becoming a Christian and going to church, he would be scolded by his wife.
那他的太太哈、哦，同时也是到我们真耶稣教会去慕道了，但是两个人都没有联络。
And for some miraculous reason, his wife was also true seeking the Jesus Church unbeknownst to both of them.
她也领受圣灵了。
She also received the Holy Spirit.
他就想说，我。该不该跟我先生讲？我跟我先生讲，他会骂我，怎么去信耶稣
？She thought, should I tell my husband? Maybe he will scold me for becoming a Christian and going to church.
好了，就有一天打电话联络的时候呢，就讲开来了。哇，两个人就说：“哎呀，早知道跟你讲了。”
Then when they finally connected through the phone call, they thought I should have told you this early on.
感谢主
，Thank God.
啊，这也做了。一个好的见证。
This is a wonderful testimony for God.
啊，后来这对夫妻他们就受洗。
And Later on, husband and wife were baptized.
也在我们国外的教会啊，当了负责人。
And they became board members in a church abroad.
很热心，很爱主。
Very zealous and very loving.
那这个第一个弟兄到里头去的时候，后来他当传道。
And then, as for the first brother that went to the interview, later became a preacher.
后来又有三个传道，三个弟兄到那个公司去，也是一样要求。
And then.There were three other brothers who went to interview at the same company and requested the same thing.
我要休星期六。
I want Saturday off.
你是不是真耶稣教会的信徒？
Are you a True Jesus Church member?
他说是的，在下正是真耶稣教会信徒。
So they replied yes, and without any question, yes.
我就知道了。
I knew it.
那你怎么知道的？
How do you know?
上一个那个谁啊？
The other person, that someone.
那个是不是你教会的？
He was from your church.
是是是是。
He was.
你要跟他一样表现好啊。
So I hope that you can do a good job like he did.
我们这个弟兄也一样这样表现。
And our brother also did what he could to make a good impression.
他工作一段时间有经验的，他也立志报考神学，他现在也是我们教会的传道人。
And after a period of work, he also offered himself up to God to enter the theological seminar, and now he's a preacher as well.
这个故事还没有讲完呢。
But the story doesn't end here.
还有第三个。
There's a third one.
你是不是真耶稣教会的？
Are you from the True Jesus Church?
为什么都要求休星期六的？
Why do you all people want Saturday off?
工作一段时间，这个弟兄也去报考神学。
After working for a while, this brother also became a TTP student.
有一位执事在那边工作。
There was a deacon who was working in this same company.
还没有立执事以前，他也是要求要休星期六。
Before becoming a deacon, he also requested Saturday off.
公司也是重用他。
And the company used him to his full potential.
现在教会把他立为执事，非常忠心。
The church made him a deacon, and he served very faithfully since.
我们走在神的路上。
When we walk in the path of the Lord,
神不亏待我们的。
God will never shortchange us.
神从来没有亏待我们。
He never shortchanged us.
只有我们亏欠神。
It is us who owe God a great deal.
我们亏欠神太多了。
We owe him too much.
不要在这一件事情上面再添加一桩了。
Let us not add to the burden in this manner.
所以属灵的原则是什么？
What is the spiritual principle?
我们爱主多少？
In the measure in which we love God.
主耶稣不会让我们吃亏。
And God will not shortchange us.
主耶稣从来不占我们的便宜，都是我们占耶稣的便宜。
It is we who always shortchange him and deceive him. He never did that to us.
他不会亏负我们的。
He will never owe us anything.
好，所以现在神用这个来鼓励以色列百姓。
So now God uses this thought to encourage the Israelite people.
再看十四节。
Verse 14.
万军之主说，你们列祖惹我发怒的时候，我怎样定义降灾，并不后悔。
14. Thus says the Lord of hosts, just as I determined to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, and I would not relent.
现在我照样定义施恩给耶路撒冷和犹大家，你们不要惧怕。
15. So again in these days, I'm determined to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear.
16.
16.
但是现在你们要行的路是这样的。
These are the things you shall do.
你要改变嘛。
You shall change.
个人跟邻舍说话要诚实。
Each man speak the truth to his neighbor.
在城门口按治理来判断，使人和睦。
Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace.
谁都不可心里谋害邻舍，也不可喜爱其假事。
Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor, and do not love a false oath.
因为这些事都为我所恨恶，这是主说的。
For all these things that I hate, says the Lord.
这是社会的公平正义。
This is justice and righteousness in society.
社会的公平正义跟现在建圣殿有什么关系？
What is the relationship between justice in society and the rebuilding of the temple?
神要他们建造殿，但是同时要打造一个合乎神旨意的社会。
God wanted them to rebuild the temple on one hand, and on the other hand, build a society according to God's will.
那这才是神所喜悦的。
This is what pleases God.
人跟人之间的关系。
The relationship between men.
要诚实。
It needs to be truthful.
要和睦。
Needs to be harmonious.
而且呢是要这个彼此相爱的。
It needs to be loving.
建殿是人跟神的关系。
To rebuild the temple refers to a relationship between God and man.
但是神也同时要求他们在人跟人之间的关系要建立好。
But simultaneously, God requires them to do a good job at building the relationship among them.
那这个也是跟第七章所说的做一个吻合，做一个回应。
And this is echoing or reflecting what we read in chapter 7.
我们先讲到这个地方。
So let us stop at this point.
大家一起来祷告。
And let us pray together.